Yeah.
I'm fucking amped. How about that? You got a problem with that? Yeah, you got a problem with my high energy, my motivation levels? What if I'm killing it every day and I'm setting new goals for myself? I'm demolishing everything in my path. I go to Panera Bread, I get to skip the line because I'm fucking motivated. I got goals. I got places to be. I got people to see. I got bagels to eat. I got 10 cinnamon raisin bagels waiting for me at Panera Bread, and they're going to just let me eat them because that's how I close my deals. How about that?
Mr. Motivation, I have a question.
What?
How am I supposed – if I'm a shy guy, how am I supposed to sell all my solar panels?
You see, he's weak. That's why he's weak. Right now, look, and I mean this, you're a great kid. Look, I want to say this. He's a great kid.
I'm 35 years old.
He's a great 35-year-old kid. He's up here. He wants to provide for his family. If I told you that your wife was had cancer and the only cure was for you to get 8 bagels from Panera Bread and eat them in front of me in 5 minutes, could you do it?
I mean, I feel like
you'd eat 10. You'd eat 10 just to save your wife from pussy cancer.
Sir, I feel like, you know, I saw this seminar on TikTok and I thought it would teach me how to be a more confident man and my work meetings and a better salesman, but I don't quite understand what eating bagels and my wife dying of cancer has to do with being a better father and a better businessman and a better salesman.
Look, are you a father?
Yeah.
Are you married or anything?
Yeah, I have a wife.
What do you sell?
I sell solar panels and on the side I sell supplements for men who want to get in great shape.
This kid is great. I love this kid. And he's weak, but that's why he's here. We're all here to get strong and great. But if I told this guy that his wife was going to get, that I had his wife tied up in the trunk of my Tesla Model Y, and it was in self-driving mode, and I had it going clean off the side of the Brooklyn Bridge in 3 hours, and I told him that he needed to sell $250,000 worth of solar panels in 3 hours, or his pregnant wife and his, how many kids do you have?
Seven.
Seven kids, soon to be 8. She's pregnant. He doesn't know yet. It's a secret. She's been waiting to tell him. They're going clean off the side of a fucking bridge, and I'm going to be standing there laughing at him if he doesn't sell, if he doesn't move 250K in solar panels in 3 hours. Now, could you move $250,000 in solar panels in 3 hours?
Well, I remember from your YouTube video where it said, step one, men don't do things unless they have to. And that really made me think that if my wife was going to die of drowning and all my kids were to die drowning and I guess my kid I don't know about was going to drown, then maybe I could sell $250,000 of solar panels in 3 hours. But only if you believe in me.
Not only could you could do it in 4 hours if you had to. Because your mindset would be right. When I was your age, how old are you?
I'm 35.
When I was 35, I was already making $35,000 a year. And that, for me, that was low. For me, that's low.
I was making $35,000 a year, and I had the top two abs. I had just the top two, and then I had pretty solid triceps.
I could jump rope for 30 minutes when I was your age.
Yeah.
30 minutes. I would jump rope in the middle of the meetings, and they'd say, why the fuck do you jump rope? Or are you psycho? And I'd say, fuck you. Fuck you and your pig wife, you fat fucking cunt of a bitch. And I'd fucking slap his fucking teeth out of his mouth. And I'd fuck him in the face right in front of everybody. And I'd fucking take his skin off. And I'd kill people in meetings. Because you don't kill me. I kill you in meetings. If you want to take your fat fuck wife to work and you want to not make your sales and you're going to get killed tonight. And if you can't make, imagine if Bill Gates, if somebody told him that if he didn't make a computer in 2 years, that somebody was going to suck on his nipples. A big Chinese guy was going to suckle him. If he didn't make a computer in 2 years, he wouldn't make it in 2 years. He could make it in three. Because he would know that the Chinese guy would be suckling on him if he didn't, and he would be one step ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Motivation. I feel really motivated right now. And honestly, I'm so glad I paid $7,000 to come to your motivating motherfucking killer seminar at this Hollywood Inn.
Yes. And remember, guys, if you signed up for the killer-ass Psycho Marine course in the Big Lots parking lot, that is tomorrow. So do not come to me after class today and ask why it wasn't in the Big Lots parking lot today. I was doing deals.
The Marines will be here tomorrow.
The Marines will be here tomorrow. Today, I was at Big Lots shopping. I have a big house. I need a lot of furniture.
You guys pay for all of my shit. You guys give me an incredible life. Incredible life. I have a hot wife. I've got six amazing classic cars. I've got an elevator in my house. I know all of you guys live in studio apartments. You think about killing yourself all day, and you're making like $10 plus like a bogus commission scale at your job, and you really fucking hate yourself. And you get tricked by guys like me to give me all your money. But here's the thing. Being tricked is how you become the trickster. Ain't that right, Thomas?
What if I told you that Steve Jobs never made a computer? No, he did not. What if I told you that he made an answer to the question,
where's my computer?
Where's my computer? Somebody said, my life is awesome, but I wish I had an awesome computer right now. And he saw that as not as a bad thing, but as a good thing. He said, right. I'm going to be the first guy to make a computer
with an Apple on it.
That is the Apple brand. Without him, people would still be wondering, why can't I get an Apple brand computer? I want a MacBook Air. But everybody was asking, can I get a MacBook Pro? Where's the iMac? And he thought, you know what? I'm not going to sit on my fucking fat white ass and complain that I don't have an iMac. I'm going to build the first iMac computer.
Listen, all you out there, I see a lot of good souls out there. I see a lot of good men, a lot of strong men. If you're in college right now and you're thinking about studying something responsible, you know, what I need you to do is I need you to drop the fuck out. Because Steve Jobs dropped out. Bill Gates dropped out. Elon Musk dropped out. You know, Jack from Twitter dropped out. Okay? If you have a good job right now, like if you're like a journeyman electrician and you're working your way up, if you're in a union, I need you to throw that shit in the trash and I need you to start buying rug pull coins, stat. I have a couple. You can get my business card on the way out. It's got a QR code where I'll withdraw all of your savings and I'll let you buy my poop balls coin. It's going to go straight to the moon. The rapist bass player from that new wave band on Twitter, he promoted it. So it's going, right now it's worth 2 cents, but it'll be worth four, and then it'll be worth 10.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, the first time I tried to turn on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
It had no operating system. And I called my friend Bill Gates and I said, what if there was a computer that could do something? And he said, you know what? You just might be right. I'm going to invent the first operating system. And so he did it. In the mid-2000s, the first Windows 95 was born.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have happened without me, and it wouldn't have happened if I wasn't a genius. But I don't like to dwell on that. I call Bill sometimes, and we'll laugh. We'll be drinking a big, tall glass of rosé together, a very expensive type of wine.
A $14 bottle of classic barefoot rosé.
Delicious rosé, and sometimes he will even break out the Moscato, and Billiam will tell me, he'll say, Thomas, if you called me tomorrow, this will be me talking to him. I'll say, William, if you called me tomorrow and you said, I need the Thomas iComputer right now or your aunt is going to relapse. I would say, you know what? I'm going to Best Buy right now, and I'm getting all the parts for a computer, and I'm buying, mm-hmm. I'm making the Thomas brand computer. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be a problem. And I would move, Jake, listen. I would move 100 million of them on the first day.
Right.
I know that sounds crazy. But you know how? Each one would cost $1. It's called the $1 Thomas Computer Special. For one day, they're all $1. And then anybody who doesn't fucking have one looks so stupid. They look so dumb for not having the best computer in the world for $1. And they're asking, where in the goddamn Sam fuckity hill can I get mine? And the answer is, oh, sorry, chump bitch. They're all $10 million now. And every motherfucker that didn't get one is going to be lining up out the door to not look silly as hell. And then we'll make, if each one is $10 million, we'll make probably at least $20 million off that. Second day. First day, we lose probably over $500 billion. Second day, we make at least some of that back.
Everybody on my team has to have six-pack abs and a huge, thick penis. I tell my team every time we go to sell computers, I say, if you pull your shirt up right now, if you don't have pristine fucking washboard six-pack abs, you're off my team. Now, luckily for everybody, they pull their shirts up, and they've been hitting the gym. They've been taking their sups. They've been doing their sit-ups. And then the room gets hot. I see people's eyes start to whiten because they know. They good and goddamn well know what question's coming next. Pull those Spider-Man underoos down and let's see that toad. And if it's not thick and got a big vein running from the top of your pelvic bone to the tip of your penis, you're off my sales team. And guess how many people passed that test, Thomas?
How many?
Out of a sales team of 48,000 men, 5.
You know,
but that's okay.
I actually had to fire my teenage son the other day.
For what? For why?
He told me he wasn't having wet dreams anymore. And I told him, I said, the day you stop having wet dreams is the day you stop fucking working for me. Because if you're not dreaming about money, you're not dreaming about pussy, you're not going to be coming in your sleep. And you're going to be coming to work all horned up.
Right.
Me?
Distracted.
Me? I come in my sleep every night. You know why? Because I got shit to do. I'm not interested in anything my wife has to offer me.
Mm-mm, nothing.
Nothing. I don't want to have sex with my secretary. I wear a diaper to bed, and I come in my pants. You know why? Because I think about big loads of money in my mouth while I sleep.
Coins. Rolls
big
of quarters in my
loads,
butt.
Yes. Big checks. The big checks they bring out on Wheel of Fortune.
Uh-huh.
In my, sounding into my urethra. Because I don't care about pussy. I care about money. And when I take off my low diaper every morning, I don't have jizz stuck to my stomach. I have money. Money stuck to my stomach.
Yeah. I take my load diaper off just like everybody, and I put on my shit diaper. And then I headed to work. Hey, guys. Welcome to Pendejo Time.
Welcome to Pendejo Time.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. I've been wanting to... That whole thing is me... I was watching a lot of that guy's videos, or the bald guy. He wears, like, the small shirts.
Yeah, I like that 50s guy.
He's awesome. And
every time I smoke gas station weed, I end up like believing in that guy.
Dude,
I watch his videos for like an hour. Yeah, I'm smoking weed I got at a phone repair shop, and I'm like, and honestly, he makes some points. He's like my addiction, the gym. I'm like, dude, honestly, like me too.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you don't have a six pack, I'm not buying a fucking car from you. And I'm like, honestly, I would love to buy a car from a guy with a six pack. That'd be kind of cool someday.
Yeah, I have similar thought processes where, like, I'll be really high, and one of those guys will come up on, like, the feed or whatever, and they'll be saying, like, what are you doing right now? And I'm like, I have my hand on my nuts, and I'm eating fucking Vicky's hot chips. Hey, listen, you got fucking goals you want to meet, and you're fucking doing nothing? You fucking retard? And I'm like, yeah, I could probably make some clips for the show or reach out to venues. Like he's talking to me. Hey, listen, you want to be successful?
Yeah.
You hate working a fucking gay job?
Yeah.
What are you doing right now? Oh.
Oh,
but it's only ever when I'm high that I like.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, you know, I think
I'm looking up NBA stats from 2011.
I don't even like basketball that much. I just just kind of bored, I guess.
Yeah, I was doing that at work today. I was trying to get signals so I could look at Draymond Green's all-time assist stats. I was wondering where he lied. I was wondering, well, honestly, because he's getting close to retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got like 4 rings or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, because I haven't watched him play in a while. I know he's like a good defensive player and stuff. He's sort of a... Anyway, I wanted to see where he was on all-time leaderboards because I like to look at that stuff. The only thing he's top 100 in is, I think, assists.
Mm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but...
I wouldn't know a fucking thing.
Everything else he's like 300th on. You know, it's crazy how little anybody gives a fuck about assist numbers, really.
I wish
but
I liked
John
basketball.
Stockton is like... I think he's the top guy by like 3,000 assists or whatever, which is crazy.
I think I have like a screwed up algorithm on my social media pages, like especially like Instagram and YouTube and stuff, because the only basketball stuff I get will be like a guy named White Thunder who was best friends with all the black. You know what I'm talking about? Like every generation of like basketball has like a white guy who was like the coolest wigger in the world. You know,
dude,
what I mean?
This is an incredible generation we have right now of white basketball players.
Yeah.
We've got that Chet Holmgren guy that, what's his name? Josh Giddey, unfortunately, was a pedophile.
Yeah, that's not good.
But thankfully, the NBA decided to not do anything about it, so he still plays. That's good. They said, you know what? We thought about looking into it, and thankfully, we did not. So
it's crazy how the cancel Me Too thing like really, really dug at the entertainment industry across the board. But athletes got like just none of it. Ben Roethlisberger, everybody was like, that guy is evil, E-V-I-L, bad. And the NFL was like, damn. Damn, shit. You wanna? Nah, we can't like not have him run ball and play ball. And then everybody was like, all right, well, I guess we'll move on to like some washed up 80s singers. Oh, yeah, that guy's a rapist. I'm not saying that that it's bad that happens to people. I'm saying like athletes. Oh, also hair metal guys. Have you ever read like the Wikipedia page for like Steven Tyler or like Jimmy Page?
Yeah.
Or like it all, it's not even like in the way that certain guys now get got that are like, ah, he was texting a girl a picture of his penis and she was 18 and he was 40. It's not that. It's like Steven Tyler allegedly kept a 13-year-old girl in his apartment for several months. And you're like, okay, why didn't anybody reach out to anybody about that? And you're like, and then people like inevitably be like, oh, it's different times.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, there's this guy in the NBA named Miles Bridges, mm-hmm. who plays for the Charlotte Hornets, and he, like, beat the fuck out of his girlfriend in front of his kids,
mm-hmm.
and he got suspended 30 games, came back, star again, averages, like, 21 points a game or whatever.
Well, dude, like, John Jones. Like,
yeah.
like
and with Miles Bridges, it was funny because, like, he wasn't, like, a superstar. Like, he's one of those guys where it's, like,
yeah.
Like, he's not a Hall of Famer, I don't think,
he's just
or anything.
Solid. Yeah.
He was just, like, he was a first-round pick, so it's like, well, we're Charlotte.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and have him back on if that's all right.
Yeah.
But, Jones, yeah, that's like, well, I mean, LeBron James could pretty much –
kill everybody.
He could rape his coach on the court, and they would be like, can you believe that the coach forced himself onto LeBron James in the front of everybody? That was very unfair.
That was not great, yeah.
LeBron does have a lot of haters, but it's it would be boring if he didn't, you know what I mean? I mean, That's one thing I like about basketball is like there's so many people who are very opinionated and also don't really watch games or check anything out. It's just sort of like whichever players they think are like really sexy and stuff, which yes. I think is true of many sports.
Yes, 100%. I was about to say. Yeah.
There's that like shy Gilgeous Alexander guy or whatever who's just like, I don't know if you've seen pictures of him. He's like the hottest basketball player of all time. Mm-hmm. He looks like a model. Yeah. And there's a running joke where they'll do like highlight reels of him on mm-hmm. TikTok. And it's just him like getting ready to take a shot. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't really show him like playing basketball at all. Yeah, okay. It'll be like him like subbing in or something, and it just shows his like it's just like luscious hair and everything.
It's like
and
a
it'll have they literally will do like fan cams of him, and it'll have like R&B music playing over.
Jesus Christ.
And they'll be like, oh, his aura. I love that shit.
It's funny when like in any. If you're so good at what you do that you can, like Pac-Man Jones, John Jones, or, you know, Ben Rosman, if you're so good, you can kill people, you can shoot guns at them, you can assault women, and, like, everybody in the world, not everybody, but, like, 70%, especially UFC fans, like, diehard football fans, they're like, man, you know, I got an uncle did that stuff. And, you know, he's not too bad. You know what I mean? I mean, he don't want to be doing all that. Like, people, one of my favorite things to argue about is I'm like, oh, John Jones is a piece of shit. If he wasn't the best fighter in the world, then he would have just not, you know, they would have cut him.
Yeah, I think the bar is so low with UFC because it's like.
It's a new sport-ish.
Yeah, well, you know? It's like. You take all the averages and you're like,
oh, yeah.
This guy only had one domestic abuse charge. Right, that's like not that bad. You know, and it's like, well, UFC, like, I feel like if you're a really good athlete, you know, you have a decent chance of being at least okay at UFC. Not UFC in particular, but like in a fighting sport or something.
Yeah.
You know, like that, what, Greg Smith or whatever guy tried it or whatever, a few others. Maybe not.
Well,
Smith,
I guess,
I feel like if you end up in UFC or whatever, it's like you typically your the way your life has gone typically tends to be a hard route in a lot of cases.
For sure,
with the exception of like, there's some like guys who have just always loved martial arts and that's just been their thing. But like a lot of these guys are like. Fucking like the Diaz brothers, all those guys. It was really hard, impoverished lives.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is that too, but like, it's not like that isn't the case in like the NFL, you know, MLB.
Yeah.
I guess
like the popularity, it's not the, I mean, it is a popularity contest, but like, take guys like in like UFC, like Leon Edwards, like the current welterweight champion or whatever. He had to win like 8 times in a row to get a title shot. Bilal Muhammad, same thing. People hate him because he's boring or whatever. But, like, guys will go on these crazy win streaks, and if they're not, like, company men, if they lose, like, once or twice, like, they get cut. But if you're, like, a guy like John Jones or a guy, you know, you bring the fucking hammer every show, then you're just allowed to, like, let the Glock bark in the middle of the fucking street. Or, like,
yeah.
That video, there was, like, the George Floyd protests in New Mexico, and he was just, like, stalking the streets of Albuquerque, like trying to foot sweep people. Like they were like I can't imagine going to do what you believe to be like your duty as a citizen to fight back against an oppressive government, and you look to the left of you and John Jones is just like trying to KO protesters with like a Blue Lives Matter shirt on, which of course, like, he's one of those athlete guys that's just a huge sack of shit, but at the end of the day he's like, all glory to God. You know, God's dug me out of deep holes where I crashed my car into like a pregnant lady. And I say all this stuff, you know, and I will watch every John Jones fight. Like, I will tune the fuck in because he's good at what he does. But I guess my point is, like, that type of shit doesn't really fly for like other industries, I feel. I don't know. I mean, they nailed Weinstein's ass to the wall.
But I feel like with John Jones, like, he's almost like grandfathered in a way, like generationally.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like nowadays, his name would probably be like John Phones.
Yeah, on phones.
What do you think of that one?
Yeah, I'm my new favorite fighter in the UFC is on phones. Just because he'd be on it all the time. You know what I mean? What yeah. about let's see, Conor McTexter. Do you like that?
Khabib.
the hardest. But, yeah. Okay. I'll let you work with it. I'll let you. Come on. I'll let it simmer for a bit. My feed.
Khabib, nerd of Minecraft.
Okay. Okay.
He's
yeah,
nerdy
yeah.
and he loves Minecraft. How about that? How do you like that one, Jake?
That's fine. Yeah. That's okay. That's okay.
I keep charging my phone. How about that?
That's actually way better.
I keep charging my phone. I can't roll the K too well.
Yeah, that's okay.
It always, I either nail it or I sound really racist accidentally.
I heap, yeah. I heap. It's hard to come off the I. I heap.
Yeah.
George St. Pierre. Let's see. Dior.
Games know, playing can... fair. How about that? Fortnite, Snapchat.
Fuck it. George St. Pierre, yeah, Fortnite, Snapchat.
Let's go.
Yeah. I think about downloading Snapchat again and just messaging people. Yeah. Just a 30-year-old man messaging.
I still have Snapchat. I just use it to talk to my coworkers and friends from high school.
I deleted it a while back, partly because, like, I never really used it. Like, I never, it was like, you know, it wasn't like a thing. It was big when I was in college. Like, obviously, like, everybody, like, that was like the primary form of communication. People would be like, oh, can I get your Snap? And I'm like, I don't have that on my phone. And I think I missed out on, like, a lot of, like, maybe cool drug deals and parties and things because of that. So I got it when I was like 22, but at that point it's like no one really uses it anymore. You know what I mean?
It doesn't really. Who cares? You know? I mean, I like looking at my phone. So the more stuff that's on there, the more I can look at it. Really, is what it comes down to.
I try to like do this thing. Especially, I brought some edibles back from Colorado, and I'll get really stoned. I'll try to think of like what the next app's gonna be. Like the next big one, you know? Because like when Twitter was the thing, Instagram was like, it was fine, but Twitter reigned supreme for a long time. And I remember like people were like, oh, you know, I wonder what the next social media is gonna be. And I was like, oh, it'll probably be like something like Twitter or whatever. And I could not have foreseen it would be like Live Leak plus pornography plus like. You know, Mein Kampf. I should have, because that's practically the internet, like in totality. But now I'm like, all right, what's next? Like, what's after TikTok? Like, what is the next? Is it going to be like a Neuralink thing? Like, you close your eyes and you can watch a life that you could have led had you made certain decisions differently? That would be sick. You know, like you could, an app that could go into your brain and show you, like, had you not ever done pills, or had you not yelled at your mom, like you, maybe you could have been a doctor or something, or had your dad maybe like not left. I think people would spend a lot of time in those places, digitally speaking, you know?
Yeah, or like an app that gave you a blowjob.
that is the premium version of my app. It's Life Liver, LIFLIVR, with an umlaut above the eye.
Mine is called the Suck and Blow You app, and
exactly.
It sucks your fucking cock, and it tells you that it looks normal. And then you look down, and you're getting your cock sucked on the app, and you have a six pack also.
Yeah, damn, dude, you're thinking money. I'm thinking big world experiences. Like I'm thinking like a lot of people live in. With like shame and regret, and a lot of people get stuck in nostalgia.
It's an app where like this girl is like playing with your butt or whatever, and it's not even like gay or anything. Like nobody even knows.
It's just me and you are in like a pitch room for Neuralink, like with Elon, and I'm like in a fucking like a full like custom tailor Hugo Boss suit. I got my hair slicked back, got cufflinks on, and I'm like, What do people want more than anything, Elon? They want to live a life. They want to live life over. They want to fix their mistakes. So many people are stuck in these endless loops of shame and what ifs. Well, what if you could change it and live in those moments and do the right thing? It's called Life Liver, and you could sell advertisements to the Neuralink while people existed in the worlds where they made their worst mistakes and they treated people with terrible unkindness.
This is interesting. Looking into it. Thomas,
your So this one is called the cocksucker gas sniffer thing, where basically you can get your dick blown and it feels awesome. And there's also a type of gasoline in the app that you can sniff and you can still read after, but it still feels awesome. And also, you can smoke cigarettes any building you go in, and it doesn't make the room smell bad. And then your grandma doesn't get mad at you for ashing your cigarette on her mom's couch, her dead mom's couch.
And I see.
It takes all the shoes off of women's feet visually.
Interesting. So there's the sexual aspect. The sexual aspect, which of course sells.
Sexual aspect. It just sucks and blows you. Purely physical.
There's the sexual aspect, which isn't sexual. I love this. I love the spin here.
So you can do it at work, and it's just physical.
And then what I really like about your app is that you're pushing the boundaries of what people think is freedom. Smoking cigarettes inside. The liberals took this from your country. And now your app, Jacob. I kind of understand why people would want to relive old mistakes, but I'm really interested in the cigarette smoking anywhere, suck and blow me, gasoline smoking app.
It also lets you eat rotten food and you don't get sick. You can eat rotten meat or rotten. You can eat roadkill carcasses.
So an app that lets you be a sexual deviant and an itinerant abuser and possibly just sort of a bad person with no repercussions. Interesting. No. And how do you circumvent, you know, legally speaking, how do you circumvent local and state law? How does the app overcome, you know,
there's
basic...
There's a big X in the corner where you can click on it and then it's over. It's all over if you click it. And it has a, there's a capsule in there to where after you exit out of the game, it just fucking kills you.
Interesting.
So you just play it for the rest of your life and it's okay. And you, but it's awesome because it has a numbing agent too. So even if you can't turn the cocksucker off, it sucks your cock constantly. So if you're at a funeral or something, you'll probably want numbing mode where it's still sucking on you, but you can hardly even feel it except a little bit. You can still feel it some, but mostly just random spots where it forgot to numb you, like the ear taint. And the ass eater mode is unfortunately in its beta form right now. So sometimes travels up into your stomach and it licks all your intestines and everything, and it makes you cough a whole lot when it does that because of all the air getting up there. But
so there's still some irregularities.
Yeah, we've mostly tested it on animals.
Okay,
mice, elephants, lions, chimpanzees.
Interesting.
Frogs,
so there's been no pushback, no backlash from your use of elephants and chimpanzees in your human trials?
No, we didn't tell anybody. None of the process has been very transparent at all. It's all been self-funded by... we've been stealing Social Security money.
I see renegade business practices are kind of the way that I view the way my work. And I view myself as a person who you exist outside what is typically permissible by local and state, you know, federal regulation. So animal testing without the ass eater, testing it on an elephant would make many people's stomachs turn. But I appreciate it. And I believe that you're on the right path. Now, for your app, for the Life app, what would people... What would people get out of reliving old mistakes? Well, I mean, like, you know, if you ever, let's say you like you're having a really bad day and like you went over to your neighbor's house and you kicked the shit out of his dog. Like, you could live in a world where that wouldn't happen. And then the whole time you can be sold, like, advertisements for, like, dick pills and stuff. Like, they would pop into your lens view. Stuff like that. And then what I was thinking, Mr. Musk, is that we could meld my app and Thomas's app. And it could be, like, Second Life. Familiar with this? Where you could live a life without regret or shame and get your dick sucked and smoke cigarettes wherever you want and get your ass eaten all the time. And get your taint sucked. And you could also have numbing mode. So basically, a life of total freedom with no shame or regret. Constant rim job. Constant blow job. Constant smoking wherever you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think about it, Thomas? Can we meld the two ideas?
Yeah, that's fine. And we could also make it to where... You could make sandwiches really fast.
A 14% increase normally in sandwich making.
Normally it takes a few minutes, but now it only take a couple minutes.
A 16% reduction in sandwich making speed. I'm incredible. I'm sold.
And it helps you clean it up after because it tells you where to put the cheese and all that to where your girlfriend does good job.
This is like a, you know, fucking, you know, big fat balding financier. So let me get this straight. An app for the Neuralink that lets you live a life without regret or shame. That lets you get your dick sucked whenever you want. That lets you get your ass eaten 24/7. That lets you make sandwiches at 15% less speed. And it makes you clean, good at cleaning them up so your wife doesn't yell at you. Are you trying to sell me heaven?
You tell me, sir.
You tell me.
TBH.
Big, fat, balding New York businessman.
What if I told you that there was an app that could, it would make it to where whenever you were at the store with your girlfriend and she said, "Does this smell good to you?" When you're in the candle section, you would know what to say. Instead you wouldn't say, "I don't care what a candle smells like because I think about dying every day." You wouldn't say that. You would say, "This kind of gives me peony notes. This gives me notes of, this feels like a summer walk, but in kind of in a bad way. Like, I don't want that in the bathroom. Like, it's nice for like, oh, we're on vacation, but why would you want that? Like, oh, great. The kitchen smells like a salty beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd say something like that, and she'd go, "You are so profound. I love it. What do you think of these duvet covers?" And you say, "A little bit passe.
A little gauche, if I had to say.
Yeah, a little bit chewy."
Yeah, a little chewy. But anyway. But instead you say, "I don't care what's in my house. I don't fucking.
You say, "I hope everybody at TJ Maxx gets brains cancers. It's a whole new thing I'm working on.
Hello, my name is Brains Cancer. I am the best Serbian basketball player in all of Serbia.
Hello?
Hello, it's me, Brains Cancer.
Hello, I think I have wrong number. My name is Rog Number. Craig Rog Number.
My name Craig Rog Number. I am Malaysian. I work for IRS. I'm Malaysian IRS agent. I will need all of your savings account, please. Craig Rog Number and Brin's Cancer.
Yeah.
Gotta love that
type
of shit.
Two lovable characters. You know, if I worked for the IRS, I don't think I would make people pay taxes. I'll tell you what. I never, you know, for a long time, I didn't even know what IRS stood for.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, I know they do taxes and there's no T, so.
Yeah. You guys got to start acting right. And soon.
I think... Honestly, the IRS should do like streetwear collabs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the IRS collaborates with like Supreme.
Yeah, Balenciaga.
And it's got like pay your taxes on the shirt, and that would be like so. It would be like next level dope to where it's like that's some true ass shit. Because they never taught us that in high school, remember? Mm-hmm. They never taught us how to balance a checkbook. They only taught us the Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah.
I like it when people talk about that on Twitter. It's like, yeah, you weren't paying attention in high school. Neither was I. It's okay. But we did have financial literacy classes for the most part.
We did not. But I kind of like where you're going with this.
Ours was it was a Dave Ramsey curriculum. It was awesome.
What if, because you know how the IDF is really struggling with like their image, especially with younger people. I have an idea. And don't be too critical off the jump. Israel, IDF, at large, they've expressed they're having a hard time with youth of the world because the youth of the world wants them to explode and wants them brought to justice, you know, whatever. IDF, Supreme, Bored Ape collaboration. Don't say no.
Okay.
Don't say no. You take the IDF uniform, okay, which is like the camo and like a little bit of blue. Throw that shit in the fucking trash, my brother. And you're going to have all white red bar. So it's all white. It's going to be white plate carrier, white pants, white boots, white camo fucking helmet, all right? And it's going to have the red bar across, and it's going to say Jewish across it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Supreme, the Supreme T, okay? And then you're thinking, where does the Bored Ape come in? Jake, I have the answer for you. So you got a white camo outfit, Jewish red bar across the front, all right? And they already look fucking swagged onto 100. And their boots, Doc Martens. Kids, fucking little socialist kids love Doc Martens. The mask is a Bored Ape. It's a Bored Ape mask. You know what I mean? And it's got the little hat on top of it. The fucking Yamaha, whatever the fuck it is. And
Kippa?
No.
It's the same thing. The Yarmulke is actually a mistranslation. You know, it's a mispronunciation of a Yiddish term. Well, Yarmulke is. Yarmulke is, I think, correct. But a Kippa and a Yarmulke are the same thing.
I don't kip a fuck. I'm trying to get you guys to
kippa is from the Hebrew.
I don't kip a shit, okay? I'm trying to fucking make it to where the IDF can fucking at least maybe gain some ground in the meme wars, you know what I mean? Somebody reached out to me and they're like, "We'll pay you $150 if you can get young people to like Israel." And I took that deal, baby. I needed it really bad. I needed a new hose for the van. And so, again, Supreme, Bored Ape, IDF outfit. Mossad, they can wear, they get to dress like Grimace. Kids love Grimace. And then Shin Bet, I think they're like the torturers or whatever, they can all be Baby Yoda.
Sorry, I got distracted because there was a guy in London who was arrested for manslaughter, and his name was Sukaman Deep. That was his first name, and it looks like just suck a man deep. Sing. Suck a man deep. Sing. Anyway, yeah, I think we should do a collaboration where it's Walmart brand, so it's great value, and it collaborates with my balls.
Okay.
And basically, we just cut them off, and we fucking print off pictures of them and we just sell them at Walmart. And because there's been no shock value at Walmart for a while, ever since the DaBaby shooting.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you, when you say great value, my balls, are you selling like a knockoff generic picture of your nuts? Like a AI ChatGPT picture?
I'm not here to answer questions, Jake. I'm here to provide solutions.
Not service.
Yeah.
I'm here to help.
When
people.
I come into work every day and I do my podcast, I say, how many downloads can we get today? And I tell myself, if we don't get 40,000 downloads this week, I'll do it. I'll kill my neighbor's family. I'll kill their two dogs and their, I don't know their situation they got on, but they do. My neighbors do have dogs that bark at me when I come to my own house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think to myself, I mean, you know, it's fine for them to do that. But I think you guys have no idea how the territory situation works out here. This is, I get to live at my place. I don't get to live at your place, you know. But at the same time, I understand dogs probably have like a 2 IQ or whatever. people always say dogs are really smart.
They're not.
And look, I like dogs, and I think they do show more intelligence than some people give them credit for.
Like a bug.
But also, sometimes you meet a dog that's straight up dumb. And hey, I love, the best dogs are fucking stupid, man.
Let me tell
you. A chihuahua that's been hit by a car like 5 times and doesn't know, like gets scared of itself in the mirror. That's the best dog there is.
The dog that we just got is half bloodhound, half German shepherd. You'd think that two intelligent working breeds would produce an equally intelligent working breed. He is dumber than a sack of river rocks. I watched him for 10 minutes this morning. He was starting to chase his tail, and I was like, oh, that's cute. Dogs chase their tail. He got a hold of it, full-on bit his own tail, and ran around in a circle for like a long time. I don't know if it was 10 minutes, but it was a long time. And then he would like whimper at biting his own. He was like, he would look at me like, who keeps doing this to me? Like who keeps biting my tail and licking my asshole and making me run around in a circle? He would stop and look at me like do the thing that dogs do, that cock their head, like, yeah. And he would like hurrah, and then fucking grab it. And then all this is to say, by the way, the person we got this dog from was like, I actually had her own van situation. So the person that got the dog from was like, yeah, he's up to date on all his shots, heartworm medication, everything's fucking golden. He's ready to be adopted. He's a very sweet boy. He's potty trained, and he's very, very well behaved. And we went and visited him and saw him for a bit, and we were like, oh, cool. What a sweet little boy. He's a puppy. He's got a lot of energy. We've had the dog for 2 days. That dog pisses everywhere. We called the shelter. It has zero shots. It has no shots at all. It has never been tested for heartworm, and it's dumb as shit, and it's literally nuts. It's insane. Now, I know it's like he's big as fuck, too. He's only 4 months old, and he's damn near the size of Dolly.
Yeah, but he's loud, too, right?
He's super loud. Yeah. I mean, dude, his whine is like, like, it's so crazy because he's a bloodhound. He's like, he's got to go, awoo. And he's been learning how to awoo. Like, he's still a puppy. But he'll go like, it sounds like shit. It scares the fuck out of me. And then he has such a powerful fucking piss stream, dude. And we keep him in a kennel at night because we're trying to, like, kennel train him. Because he's too fucking big. He's going to be too big to roam around the house. And so I was asleep last night, dude. It was like 3 in the morning, and I just hear. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And I turn the fucking lamp by the bed on, and I look, and he's squatting in the kennel, both feet on the ground, and his dick is just shooting like hot piss, like so hard, into the blanket in his kennel, and he's just looking at me, and he's like, just like, I don't know, sorry, like I can, you know, and I'm like, God damn it, man, and we didn't say anything, like we told the shelter, we didn't adopt him from the shelter, we adopted him from a foster, we told the shelter, we're like, they said he was like potty trained, and they were like, oh, who'd you adopt him from? Like, what's the name of the foster? And we gave them the name of the person, and they were like, oh, yeah, them. And I was like, that's not good. Like, Ashley made the phone call, and she was like, oh, they said, oh, we've had dealings. And I was like, what? They're nice people for sure, but Ashley was like, I think maybe I had like a, kind of like you with the van. And I was like, what do you mean? And you're like, you just do something. You know what? And it ends up being like a huge, just a thing. But now it's yours now. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. It's a manic episode. You had like a lapse in judgment based on like an idealized version of the situation that would happen after you made this purchase or adopted this dog. And he's a sweet dog, dude. He's just like, he's dumb. To your point, he's like, when I first saw him, I was like, oh, a shepherd and a bloodhound. Like, this guy's going to know how to do fucking like advanced mathematics. No. He goes to eat out of Dolly's bowl, and he'll just start biting the bowl. Dolly's looking at me like, that's my food, dude. You need to do something about this guy. Like, you really need to stop him. And he's like, no.
I'm sure he'll get better as he's trained. He probably just hasn't been trained at all.
No, he clearly hasn't. He was neutered. The shelter did. That motherfucker still has juice because he tries to fuck everything. He tries to fuck me.
That's really early to get neutered.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if shelters do it early. but
I don't know. But like, I think for my parents' dogs, they didn't do it till they were like 6 months old or something. But
he's four and he's been neutered for like a month. But I know that the shelter APA is like a no kill shelter, so I don't know if they neuter them early to prevent like even the puppies.
Oh,
from
yeah,
like,
that makes sense.
You know, but yeah, we have these pillows. They look like big loaves of bread, and they're perfect for him. He loves those things. He wants to marry them. Because he gets hit and he fucking looks at you too, dude. It's fucked up. I hate it. I wish he would look somewhere else. I'll be on my phone or like working or something, like looking at my laptop, and I'll just hear like a look over and he's staring at me. And he's got these bread pillows and he's hunched over and he's got his big ass fucking bloodhound paws wrapped around it and he's fucking the shit out of it. Just like just going to town and he's looking at me like, and I'm like, dude, stop. You're a nasty fucking pervert, dude. Eat enough. And he'll like look, like start whining and he'll like go away. And I'm like, I'm sorry I ruined your nut, big dog, but like can't be fucking the pillows in the house and you can't be looking at me while you're doing it either. I won't stand for it. And Ashley's like,
oh, so it's fine when I do it.
Yeah, you can come over and
do it. Whatever.
Everyone needs to know Thomas comes to my house and he fucks in between the couch cushions. he starts fucking with
Jake has to kennel me at night. Yeah, I remember my cats used to try and fuck each other. Not the ones I have now. Growing up, we had two twin boy cats who we had to... My parents were putting off getting them fixed, and then they started raping each other. So they got them fixed pretty quickly after that.
Dude, cats are gross, man. I like Lily and Odie because they're old, but like, I feel like there's nothing worse than like a young cat. They stink. They're just like fucking violent. Like they're evil.
Yeah, I think it seems like if you don't spend time with young animals, whatever breed it is, you know, it, I feel like it helps to be around them a lot. You know what I mean? But I think, yeah, even like goats are just pretty disgusting.
Well,
you think, oh, goats, you know what? No, they piss all over themselves. They try and fuck the fence and stuff. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's all right. I think I just, like, I don't...
Just hate him.
No, I don't hate him. I have no instinct to... This is why, like, I just don't know, like, if I'll be, like, a good dad. I have no instinct to raise, like, anything. Like, my first response to, like, him pissing in his kennel was to go back to sleep. Ashley was like, all right, we got to take him out. I'm like, he already pissed. She's like, he probably has to piss more. He's a puppy. And I was like, I have another idea. I'm going to run this by you real quick. If I close my eyes and pretend that a dog just didn't release a fire hydrant's worth of hot stream piss into his own bed, then that is good with me. She's like, oh, we can't do that. I'm like, all right. Like, I have no, I don't know, like, when he fucking does something stupid, I'm like, hey, the dickhead. And he's like, huh? You know, like, he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
So, like, that's just me. Like, that's, I don't know. Like, I don't think I would have a kid in a cage pissing. Like, I don't think I would not raise my son like that. I would hope that maybe I would be a little bit more prepared and not raise my son like a pig, you know, or like a sick animal or something. But,
yeah.
You never know.
I don't think I would raise my own kid either. I'd probably just leave.
Dude, anyway. Honestly. Look,
you can just leave if you want.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wouldn't, but I would definitely, you know. Well, first of all, I don't plan on having children, and I wouldn't actually leave them. But
I think people make too big of a deal out of, like, dead I'm not kidding. Like, I'm kind of kidding, but I'm also not. And here's my reasoning, okay? This is just a guy. It's just a guy. You know, I had a deadbeat dad, okay? It's fine. Like, all of this idea of, like, he's got to teach you how to clean your baseball mitt and how to change oil. You can learn that from YouTube. He's got to teach you how to be a loyal friend. Just be a nice person. He's got to be there for you when things get tough. Be there for yourself. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, oh, damn, he ran out on his wife and kids. What a piece of shit. He's got stuff to do. He's got shit to do.
He's busy. He's probably making money out there.
Right? You know what my dad was doing when he would leave for months at a time? I could tell you right now, he was making,
tons of money. He was getting rich.
He was getting fucking
He was
loaded.
Making money so when he came back, he could give it to us. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He was making so much money, they were trying to garnish it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
The state and the federal government both. They were like, damn, this young player has got too much cheese. We got to take.
Dave, you're balling too damn hard.
My dad was making so much money that he had to file married and nine on his taxes for like 22 years. I think awesome. I talked about it on here already, but the laissez-faire, lackadaisical way he went about telling me to do that is like still so funny to me. Where I was like, we were working that plastics plant together, and I was like, damn, man, I fucking got 20 hours of OT, and it only put like $400 left on my fucking check. They taxed like 1,000 of it. And he's like, what you filing? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, when you go to say if you're married and you got kids, what are you filing? And I was like, well, seeing as I'm not married and I have no kids, I'm filing single and zero. He's like, there's your first fucking mistake, dumbass. You got to file married and nine. I was like, well, what does that do? And he's like, they let you keep all your paycheck. And I'm like, well, what happens if they find out that you are divorced from my mom and both your children are over 18 years old? And also there are 7 fake children involved in this little scheme you're running. And he was like, they ain't ever asked. I was like,
they'll never know.
And then, like, I don't know, like, about 3 years before he died, he was like, man, they finally got up to me. You know, I was like, who? IRS. They're saying I owe fucking $45,000, but yeah, what does that mean anyway? What does it mean? It means you owe the federal government like a year's salary. He's like, yeah, I mean, they can come get it. I mean, I don't got it. It's just respect of like, yeah, like I found out too that I later found out that's a pretty common thing. Well, at least for like my dad's, I'm going to self-correct here. I was about to say a lot of people do that because every man that my dad considered a friend also did that. But also every man that my dad considered a friend was a hopeless degenerate. And so, like, I was like, oh, shit, maybe I should file married at nine. And then I talked to my mom one time. I was like, should I file married at nine? Because dad gets away with it and all his friends do. And she was like, do not do that. 100% do not file married. I'm like, well, dude, they've never audited our dad. They've never audited Dave. And she was like, look, just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that it won't. And when it does, he has to pay back all that money. I'm like, okay. But what if he never pays it? And she's like, he'll go to prison. And I'm like, he likes it there. I don't fucking know. Like, he's okay. Like I think the coolest thing about that whole, I guess, gambit he was running is I remember I was like, what if you go to jail? They'll take you to jail. He's like, yeah, I think you only do like a year or two. I think you only do like a year or two? He was like, yeah, I mean, you know, winter, summer, hey. fuck. Anyway, yeah. Dude, this fucking like filing like getting paid through Venmo shit sucks really bad. I don't know. I know that you tell me that you get paid through Apple Pay forever, as you like to say, but I like it scares the shit out of me. Like it makes me scared.
Your biggest problem with it is that you're thinking about it.
Yeah, of course I am, man. It's fucking. I'm like not. I mean, I am paying taxes because I'm paying like a lump sum at the end of the year. But like, I don't know.
Everybody pays their taxes. I pay my taxes. I pay taxes for everything.
How much money did you make on paper last year, Thomas?
I made $8,900 last year, and I earned every penny of it.
It's so funny that like technically I'm podcasting with somebody. Like you could get EBT. Like you could get like you could be on full blown.
No, I can't because I'm a business owner on paper.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, see, that's why I can't
get unemployment. I can't get any of that stuff. And I obviously wouldn't apply for it anyway. But that would be a funny move. Just like that would be such. I would like have the lifestyle of somebody making like 80 grand. If so, like renting from family and then like. Doing the show, then being a day laborer. And then if I got food stamps too, I would be living so comfortably. It would be like, I would be like a welfare queen. Yeah, I would be the person that like Sean Hannity yells about.
Yeah, yeah. No, of course. Like, dude, when I was on super unemployment during COVID for like.
I would love that. I would also, I would do that if I could, but I, you know, I can't do that.
Listen, I got on the teat the one time and it was awesome. People were like, yeah, all the right wingers were like, you're going to make people not want to go back to work. Fuck yeah. Work sucks my little fucking pecorino off. And two, they were giving people like $700 a week, which at that point, other than like the time I spent working construction, was like some of the like the most money I'd ever made like in my life was like working, was like collecting on.
Dude, I was so pissed because I lost my job at the beginning of the pandemic and then I realized my parents still had me listed as a dependent even though I was like 20.
No.
Yeah.
So you were fucked. You didn't get any of that sweet, sweet titty milk.
No. So I ended up getting the last
stimulus
like later, because the next year I filed as independent, and then they gave me like the last, I think, $1,200 or something like that.
They need to do that. Dude, I was.
So that was sick because I wasn't expecting that. At first, I was literally going to get, I think, $3 back on my return, and then they were like, oh, looks like you forgot to get your stimulus. Here's $1,203. Yeah. And I was like, sick. I'm going to go get an electric guitar right now. So that's what I did.
If you're if you're listening to this, you need to put down the electric guitar. You need to pick up your laptop. And you need to go to patreon.com/pendejotime and toss Thomas and I $1 a month. And that'll get you access to the Discord, but nothing else, you fuck. If you want to give us $5 a month, you get Discord access and a bonus episode a week. They are rocking and rolling. They are fucking gibbering and jiving. They are jamming and clamming. And they are slamming and fucking jamming.
Yes, sir.
$10 a month gets you access to all that bullshit, plus a video episode. There's a really funny one up. And you should go check out our YouTube, because we put free video episodes, just like the free episodes, up on YouTube. Pendejo Time Worldwide, I do believe. That's the username. Lots of funny shit on there. Lots of great clips. Our live podcast from Shuba's in Chicago last year is up there. It was a dope-ass, glorious-ass time. I can't wait to get back on the road, brother. I don't know about you. But yeah. I can't wait to get back on the fucking road. I love live shows. I love meeting you sick fucks. And I love having fucking beers and fucking bratwursts and fucking cigarettes with you guys. And you're all awesome. Yeah, all right, bye.
Bye.
Okay.